It's the Goo Goo Dolls and Rebel Beat on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 8:09 on a Tuesday morning, and we're back with more Community Spotlight in the 8 o'clock hour. I have Chris Robbins with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad.
So we are going to be talking about suicide, which I know a lot of people are like, oh my goodness, but it's really a topic that we need to not sweep under the rug. It's something that needs to be addressed. I think it's something that is on the rise, as even in our area.
Yep. And it sure is. And it's sad to hear that, but
yeah,
it's one of those things. Yeah. You're kind of right on this. We don't talk enough about it. It's another one of the mental health issues that we just kind of seem to think it's never going to happen to me, so we don't do that.
And yesterday was National Suicide Prevention Day. Mm-hmm. And you're doing something through the Civil Air Patrol. You are a big part of that, along with your son.
Yep.
He looks so handsome in his uniform at Columbus Days. I saw him.
Did you?
Yeah.
He looked good. So pretty proud of him. Okay. So I'll just give you a basic background on this.
Yes.
About 2 months ago, I was named unit commander for the Civil Air Patrol here in town. And with that, I get to do all these great fun things with the cadets, like, you know, take them to different places, and they learn a lot of leadership stuff. Well, about a month and a half ago, we got an email down from National Headquarters in Maxwell, Alabama, Maxwell Air Force Base, and they said that they wanted to let everybody know that since from April to August, nationally, we've lost 5 cadets to suicide. So these cadets are between the ages of 12
and 19.
That's right.
Yes. So these are young people, and this is something that we want to give kids and really people of all ages, excuse me, the knowledge and the tools that there are things that you can do, there are places that you can go to get the help that you might need.
Yep, correct. So with that, we decided, you know, as a group, we have to present a presentation to these cadets.
Mm-hmm.
This month, September, and we decided, well, we're going to do this, and then we thought, well, we'll open it up to all the squadrons in the state. So it'll be, there's like 12 squadrons, there's 290-some kids in the state, and we thought, well, wait a minute, why don't we do a little better, why don't we open up to a few more people, and about that time, we noticed there was some suicides in this area.
Yes.
So with that, we decided maybe we should actually open it up to the community. So next Tuesday night on September 18th, at 7 p.m. at 1C Church here in town, we're going to have a speaker from Omaha. Actually, she's from Winnebago, but out of Omaha. And she's going to come and talk to us about suicide prevention. And the presentation is called Talk Saves Lives. And with that, it's Donna Wolf. She was actually in town for the suicide vigil the other night. A great person. She's really, really cool. And she said, yeah, I would love to come do that. So we're going to have, you know, a presentation, some time to talk, share stories and stuff. It's just so needed with what's going on in the community. And I couldn't be happier to actually do this, even though it's something sad mm-hmm. and emotional. But I think it's something that we need to talk about.
Yeah. And I know we are especially, I guess, devastated when it's a young person, but this does happen across the life spectrum. You see people that are in their 80s sometimes.
Yeah, that was one of the things we talked about, was recently the suicides I'd heard about in the area were between the ages of 12 and 80. And it doesn't just affect Columbus, it affects every community in the state.
It does.
And I know there was one recently in the Genoa area, and heart just breaks for them.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. And there are a lot of things that, you know, this topic needs to cover. Everything from, what are some of the signs? Why do people commit suicide? You know, what are some of the resources we have? Whether we're the ones that are depressed and thinking about it, or family members, maybe we notice something. How do we get help for our family member?
Oh yeah, yep. And they're out there. It's just, I don't think people understand that they're actually very easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we just don't think of it because we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And you know, growing up, I don't really remember a whole lot of people that I knew dying by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But as the life goes on, I've noticed people always say, well, kids today, they don't have it as tough as we did. I'm like, they have it worse.
In some ways they do.
Oh, they do, because they have social media, and social media, you never get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you look at my social media pages, you see a lot of pictures of dogs, you know, which
my husband's too.
Yes. And Riley, and Riley knows that. But you know, these kids will post something and somebody else will pick up on it, and then just never let it go.
Yeah. And it's there forever.
Yep.
So,
and there's no way to get rid of it.
All right. Well, we're going to keep Chris here and talk more about the suicide prevention seminar coming up next week here on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is Breathe Carolina and Blackout on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 8:20 now on a Tuesday morning. We're back with more Community Spotlight. We have Chris Robbins with us from the Civil Air Patrol, which is, let's talk a little bit about that organization.
Yeah, real quick. Okay, so Civil Air Patrol was established in 1942. It was actually 1 week before Pearl Harbor. And the goal behind it was they wanted the civilian pilots to watch the east and west coasts for submarines. And they were, you know, just in case there'd be a sneak attack of some kind, of course, and how strange it was a week before the biggest attack on the country, before 9/11, obviously. And so they actually had pilots that would fly up and down the coasts, and they, back then, armed the planes. So if you can imagine a Cessna with a bomb on it, I can't figure that out. That's weird to think about.
But it is.
They actually sunk a few boats.
Wow.
Enemy boats out in you know, the waters off of California and Oregon and Washington. But we're actually just more of a civilian auxiliary now. That was the last time we had any kind of a combat role. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we do leadership training. We do STEM training. I'm trying to think of them all now. Cadet programs, all sorts of stuff, emergency services. And we try and get these cadets into the program and teach them these things because it will help them further them in life, both if they're going into a career or if they're going back to college or going to college. And, cadets between the ages of 12 and 19, they're eligible to join. It's a small fee. It's like $30 a year for membership. I can tell you my son Harrison has been – it has been a blast to watch him because he joined thinking he was just going to be, you know, doing this is a fun thing. He saw the kids at Columbus Days 1 year. Now he's ranked up. He's actually, because we go by the Air Force ranking system, he's a staff sergeant in our cadet
world.
Yeah, so he actually has some leadership stuff that he gets to do with the other cadets. But yeah, it's great, you know, and if they choose to go on with it so far, they win awards, ribbons and stuff. It actually, if they decide to go into a military branch like the Air Force, they can, if they've ranked up so far, they can actually come out of basic in a higher pay grade than the regular cadet would or the regular airman would. So it's been pretty cool.
It is really a great program. Yeah. So next Tuesday we're going to have the seminar on suicide prevention. Yep. And is there any cost for people to come to this?
No, not at all. We made sure. I mean, there was no way I was going to charge anybody for that. Mm-hmm. It's really, really want to get as many people involved as possible because I know out there somewhere listening right now is somebody who's, you know, either contemplated or had somebody contemplate suicide. It's like, we want you to come. I think that's the most important thing. There's talk that there will be some sort of refreshments afterward. One of our Civil Air Patrol moms is talking about baking cookies, so I'm hoping that she's going to do that. But yeah, I mean, we'll have plenty of room. We actually will have time afterward. I've talked to one of the guys about it. If somebody wants to pray, we can go to a private room and even just talk. And that's, I think that's important too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's totally free, no charge whatsoever. Want to see as many people as possible.
And you don't have to pre-register. You can just show up.
Yep. Yeah. And you don't. Yeah. No pre-register. Just show up. You don't have to be a member of the church. Any of that. This is totally non-church related. It is Civil Air Patrol and American Foundation for Suicide Prevention sponsoring it.
Now, is there a particular door we should go into when we come?
Honestly, probably the Broken Mug.
Okay. I was going to say that seems to be the one that usually is the main focus
the one,
to come in.
That'll be open at least until 8. So,
you know, this would be a really great seminar, not just for family members, but of course all families, but police officers, nurses, teachers, anybody that works in any kind of a public role, great thing for them to come to.
Yep. Yeah, we actually shared this with the public school system, with SCOTUS, with Lakeview, and told them, you know, just put it out in your announcements. Anybody, I mean, kids, adults, teachers, yeah, coaches, because there's warning signs out there everywhere that something's not right. And usually if you have you see something and the warning sign's there, your gut's going to tell you that something just doesn't seem right.
Right. Now, is there maybe younger children? Is there like maybe under 12? This might not be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
She didn't really say as far. Okay. Donna Wolf, again, is the presenter. She didn't really say what the age limit would be. She just basically said it's an all ages presentation. So
okay.
I don't know that young kids will get much out of it because their attention span's a little different.
Right.
Definitely middle schoolers.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, because with social media, we talked a little bit about that, cyberbullying, things like that. You just, it's hard to get away from it.
Oh, I just read an article about an hour ago on a girl, 12-year-old, who was lives in Australia. She's a model for some like cowboy hat company, and she had just been selected by this company, and they'd just taken the first set of pictures, and she had posted them on Instagram or Facebook, one of those, and immediately kids picked up on it, started bullying her about it, and she killed herself. It's like 12 years old. You know, you don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean, this poor kid.
Yeah, that's sad. And, you know, one of the things I think they'll probably cover, too, is how do you deal with that if you are someone who's being bullied? You know, you don't have to take that in. You don't necessarily have to define yourself by what complete strangers say.
Right, yeah. Your past, your mistakes, they don't define you.
Right. I
mean, what defines you is the moment you're in currently. You know, it's hard to describe that. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, I've seen people who are terrible people come out of something and you sit there and go, wow, they totally changed their life around.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it can. And we just want to make sure that people know that there are other people out there you can talk to. There are options. There are, you know, places to go that you can deal with things. Yeah. So it's really important. So let's get the details again.
Okay. So it is Tuesday, September 18th, 7 p.m., 1C Church. Again, it's called Talk Saves Lives. It is Suicide Prevention 101 is what they called it. Donna Wolf from the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska, she'll be down here to present it. Again, she's the one that did the suicide vigil, which I saw some pictures of it on Columbus Telegram's page. Looked awesome, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, really cool. She's presenting. Civil Air Patrol will do a little bit of presentation in there. So if you see some kids in uniform, they're my guys. They're going to be dressed up for it, but they're required to be there, and they're excited, actually, to come and be part of it. So,
all right. Chris Robbins, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking about this very important subject.
Yep. Thank you, Riley.
Stay tuned. We've got more music coming up on Clear 101.